I'm going to try something a little different. I'm going to see if I can do this from here and get away from my comfort zone. So bear with me and pray for me. How about that? But it's good to see each of you this morning. As always, I'm happy to be here. I'm just happy to be in the house one more time. It's okay, clap. Yeah. As always, even though in Pastor Jeff's absence, I would like to thank him for trusting me with the pulpit. You know, one of the last meetings that I had with him, you know, I've been sick for a while. So when he saw me, I said, hey, I miss preaching. I'm ready to get back to it. He says, good. I'm putting you on the schedule. I'm like, oh, okay. So again, I'm just happy to be here because this is something that I enjoy doing. And I enjoy doing it here with all of you. Like I said, I've been sick. I'm not 100%. But I thank you all for your prayers and concerns. Trust me, I do. And all, as always, I give a shout out to everyone who's trying to make this service special for me. I know you're going out of your comfort zones. I appreciate it. Change is good, and I do appreciate it. Amen. Amen. So please bow your heads for a very, very quick prayer. God, we thank you. We thank you for your presence that we feel here in this moment. God, I pray now that you open our hearts and the ears of your people. I pray that you decrease me and increase your Holy Spirit in this place. I pray this in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. And I promise not to be before you long. So this morning's scripture for the sermon came from Psalms 27, verses 1 and 4 through 9. Even though most of you, if not all of you, know this text by heart, but I will strongly encourage you to go back and spend some time with this scripture. Because once again, David has given us a lot here in the scripture. And I believe he's once again sharing one of his testimonies of trust and faith and hopes that it will guide and strengthen us and hopefully result in our own personal testimony to share with each other. And I believe, I strongly believe after spending some time with this, that this passage will be someone's anthem or their declaration this year. That's how powerful, if you spend time with it, that you'll see that it's very, very deep and very uplifting. So please allow me to reread the very first verse as it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" For the next few moments of our time together, I would like to label this sermonic text with a very simple thought. I ain't scared, because God's got my back. For those of you who have kids or been around kids, you know how important light is. At bedtimes, the kids won't allow you to turn the lights off, because they're afraid of the boogeyman. They're afraid that maybe a monster will come from under the bed and get them. This may even carry over to some of us as we get older. You know, we may require a night light to sleep, or to keep a certain light on throughout the house. Some people have a tendency to even leave a certain light on when they go on vacation. This, they hope, will deter burglars from breaking in, and they think that someone is home. We do this because we are not afraid of light, but we do fear the dark and many other things. The answer to fear in our culture today is security. We use locks, Some have guns with the concealed to carry. ADT, everything. We feel safe with this. But I'm here to tell you that in God's kingdom, the solution for fear is the Lord, who is our light. Again, the solution to this fear is the Lord, who is our light. Listen to the word of David. David, he was someone who knew what it meant to have God find and help him where he was. You see, he moved him. God moved him to a place where he needed to be. This passage was his words of declaration. He said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" What he is declaring is this, that he had a personal relationship with the Lord. And he's telling you that if you have a personal relationship with the Lord, he will be your light. If you know the Lord is your salvation, if you know that the Lord is the strength of your life, then who are you going to be scared of? Most of all, what is there to fear? You can have faith in God when all the things are going right. But what about the other times? You can have faith in God when your health is not good. You can have faith. Can you have faith in God when your health is not good? Can you have faith in God when you open up the pantry and you see that there's no food to eat? Can you have faith when your spouse or your partner is just getting on your last nerve and you just don't know what to do? Can you have faith in God when you pick up that phone and you can't call your mom, your dad, your brothers or your sisters and nobody's answering the phone? Can you still have faith? Can you have faith in God when you get up for work on Monday morning, knowing you only have $5 in your pocket and you only have a quarter tank of gas that has to last you all week to get back and forth to work? Can you still have faith? Can you have that type of faith in God that says, "I know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning"? Can you have that kind of faith? That's what David is telling us here. Can you have that type of faith in God that says, "I may not be where I need to be, but because I have God, I can stand right where I am right now"? Can you have that type of faith in God that says, "You know what? I don't have to worry about anything, because God's got my back. I can see forward. I can't see back. I don't have to worry about anything because I know that I'm covered. I'm surrounded. And it's I'm surrounded by the hands of God." Can you have that type of faith? Here, David is also saying, "I ain't scared," because he spent time with the Lord. You see, in verse 4, he says, "One thing I may ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord." You see, it's our time that we spend with God. It's our time that we spend learning God and worshiping God that we build the confidence and the trust in God. Again, how much time are you spending with God to build your confidence? But this text is also saying that we should give thanks to God for the time we spend in prayer. Time spent in prayer is where you seek questions. It's where you seek the face of God. That's where you ask for what you need or you ask for what you want, hoping that God will someday bless you. Some of you may remember that I said in one of the sermons that when I was a child, I wondered why the grown-ups would praise God the way they did. And it wasn't until I was in this text that now I think I know why they praised the way they did when I was a kid. You see, I didn't know their story. I didn't know what they were going through. You see, I didn't know what they prayed when they had their own personal time with God. I didn't know if they were praising God because God saw them through a sickness, through a divorce, if God blessed them with a job after being unemployed for 6 months, 9 months. But I see now that this was their reason to worship and praise God the way that they did. Because if I can use my imagination, which I often do, I would bet that they spent time seeking answers and making prayer requests. How many of you seek out God? How many of you actually make those prayer requests? Yeah, that's the time that you need God. That's the time you seek God. That's the time you get closer to God. And if you're not spending that time with God right now, I encourage you to do that and watch your life change. Going back to the older people when I was a kid, now you see, I bet you their praise was also telling us that God had their back. You see, I know and I can see it. As a kid, I would get up on Sundays to go to church with my grandmother. My grandmother couldn't sing. She would always sing Amazing Grace. And I was wondering, why is this woman singing this song off key? But this was her song on Sunday morning. She would just sing. And I know, looking back on it, she went through some things. But she was singing. And I knew she was a praying woman. She had a reason to praise God before she went to the church. If you want peace in your life, if you want happiness in your life, you must spend some time with God in prayer. You see, also in verse 5, David says, "For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe. He will hide me, and he will set me high upon a rock." Let me read that one again. He says, "For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe, and he will hide me high, high on a rock." Here David talks about the protection that God gives from our enemies. Some of you may be asking, what did he mean by setting him high up on a rock? I believe it actually means two things. I believe the first thing that it's telling us that he was placed on the rock to have a strong foundation in God. A rock is strong. That foundation. How strong is your foundation when it comes to your faith and your trust in what you're asking God to do? The second thing is, if he's placed high on that rock, when you're driving down the highway and you see all these big rocks and everything, can you imagine David being placed on this rock? I think that he was placed on this rock so that his enemies couldn't reach him. They couldn't jump up there to get him. They couldn't reach up there to get him. God placed him up there to keep him safe from harm's way. Not only can the Lord protect you when you don't see it coming, but God will protect you when you see it coming. Remember, it's stated in his word that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The good thing here is that we serve a God who serves as a shield of protection. Like I said, the front, the sides, the back. when you know that you are rooted, you know, when you know that your foundation is strong, you don't have to worry about what's ahead of you. No matter if the path is dark, no matter if it's not lit, you don't have to worry about watching your steps. God will make that pathway clear. He will make that pathway straight for you. This also means that our lives will be shielded from what the enemy throws our way. Hatred. Nope, not today. Jealousy. Nope, don't have time for you either. Backstabbing and lies. Nope, you can't get in either. Don't have time for it. You see, I ain't scared of the darkness because I've seen the light. I ain't scared because I know my victory is in God. I ain't scared because I have my trust in God. You see, we serve a God that can handle all of our problems. This is why you shouldn't be scared either, because God's got our back. God is saying, I got you. I got you. Just have the faith. I didn't bring you this far to leave you. David not only believed in the greatness of God, but listen, he also believed in the goodness of God. The goodness of God. That should have made each and every one of you clap, because can you imagine? Just think about the goodness of God, the grace and the mercy of God. It's okay to clap, church. It's okay. Because in verse 6, David is telling us that it's okay to shout our praises. It's okay. You see, I'm telling all of you here today, don't look at me funny when I start to shout. Because if you knew my story, you would know I have a reason to shout. Everything that I've just stated before now gives me a reason to shout. If you knew exactly what I've been through, what my enemy has thrown my way, and knowing that God has placed me on that rock right now, I sit back and I have to shake my head because I have no idea why. Me. But I am so grateful for his goodness. You see, I've had plenty of good days where I wore a smile every second of the day, where God has shown me his grace. And because of that, I give thanks to God. I have personally been in a place where I thank God all day for walking with me, for talking with me, for keeping me, because that was the victory in God. That was my victory in God. There may be some of you here today that can testify that every day has not been a bad day, and that you have wore a smile every day as well. David is telling us that our faith and our trust, our confidence increases because of the time we spend praising and worshiping the Lord as well. We oftentimes talk about our troubles and our trials, but how often do we talk about our tragedies? And we forget to think of and remember our victories that we have because of God. How many of you actually share those? We sit here and we open up the floors for prayers. But it's okay to give a testimony as well, because this is where the people of God, they want to hear that as well. It's like an encouragement for them as well. We can't walk around acting like we've made it through all of our trials and troubles by ourselves. We got to give thanks where it's due. We have to praise God for simply caring for us when our friends were not there. We have to praise God for caring us when we were sick. I praise God every day because I didn't know if I was going to make it. I'm looking on Google thinking, am I about to die? I can't breathe. But I was still giving thanks to God every time I opened my eyes. We have to praise God for carrying us through all of the storms. And guess what? God is still carrying all of us right now. Whether we give God praise, the honor, or the glory, God is still there for us. Simply put, David is singing praise to the Lord, thinking about not only what he provided, but also what he prevented. I said, there's no weapon formed against me. God is the shield, that protection. Can you imagine? You all know what David went through. He probably had a lot more haters out there, but he was being shielded from everything that was thrown at him. You see, also here in the text, David is telling us, fear not, because I am making these powerful statements because I've already experienced these things myself. Believe me, it's okay. Have the trust, have the faith in God. It'll be all right. He will see you through. There may be someone here today, or you may know someone who has some kind of fear that controls them, and it won't let them go and do things physically and mentally, emotionally and spiritually, to have the progress in life that you know they should have. They're still holding on to something. They'll pray about it, but they'll still worry about it. How much faith do they have in God? You see, as I close, there's a song by James Cleveland that says, "The Lord is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promises to keep me and never leave me." He also says that God is my protection. God is my light in darkness. He's my all in all. I ask you again, how scared are you? How many of you can honestly say, I ain't scared? My faith is rooted. I'm on that foundation. God has my back. Today, the Lord is speaking to us through the words of David by saying that there is no reason to fear as you continue to walk forward in life. Because if you know who God is and you know what God has done, then you know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you and that I can possibly think. I know that God is able. I believe in God. And I ask again, what about you? Can you actually say that God has your back? Amen. So as the song of invitation is about to be played and sang, there may be someone in the house on today who is saying, you know what? I've been in the darkness too long. I want to see the light. Or there may be someone who took a step back from the light and went to the shade and wants to renew their relationship with God. I invite you to come down. Come forward during the song of invitation. Amen.